Okay. So the first thing I was thinking about asking you about is, did you know all your grandparents, or which grandparents did you know?
I knew just one grandparent.
Your Grandma Clifford?
Grandma Clifford. I didn't know her well. She lived with us when I was around three, I think, something like that. And then she went back to Kansas and lived with my Uncle Glenn, mostly.
Okay.
And she died, I think, the year after I graduated from high school.
All right.
But I didn't know her. I didn't know her well.
So you didn't know your grandmother's father, or how about his second wife? Did you ever meet her?
You mean Mom's?
Yeah.
No, I never met Eula, and I don't know that I know that I must have met her dad when I was five,
mm-hmm.
when we we went back to Kansas, but I don't remember him at all.
Okay.
He died when I was about 10.
Okay.
And I can remember driving back to Kansas for his funeral,
mm-hmm.
and my job was to keep the driver awake because we were driving back, you know, clear through, and Garrett was with us. And I was supposed to keep the driver awake while everybody else was sleeping,
mm-hmm.
and I kept falling asleep.
So, but you knew all of his kids, though. You knew Garrett and Don and...
Oh, yeah, Garrett. Well, Garrett and Richard and Anna Ruth.
Oh, Richard and Anna Ruth. Or no, yeah. No, that's Aunt Virgie's kids.
Oh, that's Aunt Virgie's kids, yeah.
I meant Lloyd.
Lloyd and Dawn. And I didn't know Nellie.
You didn't know Nellie because she was in Kansas.
Yeah, she was in Kansas. Lloyd and Dawn. Lloyd, I first met Lloyd when he was out here in the service.
Mm-hmm.
And then he stayed in, when he got out, he stayed in California.
Mm-hmm.
And he met Vilma, and they married and stayed in California. And apparently... In fact, I just heard from Carolyn that neither Lloyd nor Don got along with their mother's second husband.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And
I didn't
so,
know she'd remarried.
Yeah, she had remarried. And then she sent Don out to live with Lloyd. They didn't get along. And so she sent Don out to live with Lloyd, and he ended up staying in California and going to college here, and now lives in Bakersfield.
Okay. So can you tell me any of your earliest memories? You were born in...
Artesia,
but you didn't live there very long, did you?
No. Well, we didn't live in Artesia. I was born in the hospital there, but my parents lived in Linwood.
Oh, okay.
But I think they moved to Alhambra when I was about 6 months old.
And you lived in Alhambra all the way up through
all the way up until I got married.
Okay.
And after, for a few months after that.
I was actually trying to look on Google in Alhambra, and because you lived on Marengo.
Mm-hmm. 1525.
But the house isn't there anymore.
No, they built when my parents sold it, that was right after Dad and I got married.
Mm-hmm.
They sold it and moved up to Crestline. And they tore down the house and built a fourplex
mm-hmm.
on the property.
Okay, all right. So, well, I don't know, because the picture, I had the address from something else,
mm-hmm.
like the voter's registration thing
mm-hmm.
I had gotten some information on, and it just kind of showed this, like, apartment or something that tucked away something. But the grade school you went to was Margarita.
Mm-hmm.
Margarita. That might still be there. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure it probably is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was over one block.
Okay.
I used to go, I don't know whether anything ever got built on, when I lived there was a vacant lot.
Mm-hmm.
There was an old people's home there's a vacant lot across from where we were, and farther, just right next to that, was an old folks home.
There looked like there was something up there, like an old folks home or something.
I think it was Presbyterian.
So it's something like that might still be
there. And then on the corner, there was a bar.
Well, there's always a bar.
There's a bar in every town.
So you walked to school?
I just walked across the field.
Oh, I see, through the vacant lot.
There was one time when I walked across there, I found a litter of kittens, and the mother had died. And so I took them home, and I got permission from the school to walk back and feed them with an eyedropper and everything, but they all died.
Oh, that's too bad. How do you know that the mother had died?
I don't know whether I shouldn't have said she died. She abandoned them or something. They were just some kittens there that didn't have a mother taking care of them.
Okay. Well, sometimes cats might leave to go hunt and come back.
Right. Well, that's true, but.
Okay, and so you went through grade school there, and you always told the story about carrying that stool around with you all the way through grade school?
Yeah, from second grade to sixth grade. I carried that.
You had to carry the stool just so you could...
So I could put my feet flat on the floor.
But really not on the floor,
on
the stool.
Not on the floor, on the stool, yeah. Yeah, the janitor. Mr. Hammy, his name was. Mr. Hamilton.
Oh, that's interesting. You even remember his name.
Yeah.
Remember any of your teachers' names?
Mrs. Scholl was the fifth grade teacher. That's... I can't remember Mrs. Elmore. Elmore, I think, was the fourth grade teacher. She's the one that taught us penmanship.
Okay.
She was really good. So that's why I write quite well. Mrs. Scholl was fifth grade teacher that was worthless as a teacher. She's the one that had judges I told you about.
I don't remember.
She told us these tall tales, you know. She'd pay kids a penny a piece to pull the gray hair out of her head.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And she'd tell us, you know, that she walked on 10-foot walls that were about as wide as the stripes on a playground field. Mm-hmm. And she said that, she said she was 21, but we all knew she had a son that was 22.
What are you doing to me?
I mean, she was just, and she had these.
The cat she is would, mean me.
She would pick a.
I can't interrupt while I'm interviewing.
A panel of judges from the class, and if anybody did anything wrong, that instead of meeting out the punishment herself, she'd put the judges on them.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and the boy next door, Donnie Litch. He and I think it was Lauren Wilson, I'm not sure, and somebody else. Anyway, she had taken some pea shooters away from him. And at lunchtime, they went up to the store and got another one. And so she put the judges on him, and they decided that each boy should spank him 10 times. And they were hitting with their fists and... Yeah. Everything. There were some girls that wanted to do it, but she didn't let them, thank goodness. And Mrs. Litch had Mom come over and look and see the bruises and everything there that was on his rear. And she went and complained to the principal, and the principal said, well, I can't do anything about it. She has tenure.
Yeah.
But anyway, but then Mrs. Berg was sixth grade. And she was a good teacher. She had to teach us everything that we were supposed to have learned in fifth grade that didn't. And then seventh grade was Miss Wills that I took piano lessons from for a while.
So seventh grade you had just one teacher?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not like the junior highs of today?
No. I went kindergarten through eighth. I went to kindergarten and first grade at Fremont School. And then we moved down to Marengo, Alhambra, and I went through 2nd through 8th at Margarita School. I don't remember.
So is that considered still in elementary?
Yeah.
All the way through 8th grade
then?
Okay, and then you went to Alhambra High School.
Alhambra High School was 9 through 12,
And was how far away was the high school?
It was a few miles. I had to take the bus.
You had to take the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you do right out of high school? Or was there anything interesting in high school you want to talk about? Not really, no.
Not really. I was a wallflower. Mm-hmm. I wore glasses, and when I was in high school, if you wore glasses, you were, as they say, a drip.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you had the personality to overcome it, and mm-hmm. I didn't. I was mm-hmm. very quiet and shy. Mm-hmm. Nobody believes that now.
Yeah, I know. I was the same way. So.
Yeah. And nothing much really.
Okay, so what did you do after you graduated high school?
I went to Woodbury Business College
mm-hmm.
For 2 years, and I also worked for Mr. Grindle, who was an investigator of missing heirs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I don't remember that. Yeah. And he had the part of his business that I ran was he had a reporting business where I would go over and all the new wills that were submitted for probate and letters of administration. I'd take down if the heirs, if they were out of town, you know, mm-hmm. and send them our form letter that for $10 we would send them everything, you know, that was going on.
That's how he made money, yeah.
Yeah, well, and we would give him an excerpt of the will, if it was real mm-hmm. short will, then mm-hmm. just make a copy, but mostly we made excerpts,
mm-hmm.
and then we would give them a report every 3 months
mm-hmm.
for a year or so, until the estate was settled, and these were from out-of-town people. And okay. So I would go over, you know, every day to the Hall of Records and see what was going on. And
that sounds interesting.
Yeah. And
so when did your parents have that restaurant that you didn't like to waitress in? How old were you then?
Well, that was when I was in college.
Okay.
Yeah. And my dad always wanted to run a restaurant, and so they had this one restaurant. They didn't make a go of it, but
mm-hmm.
But yes, I didn't want to work in it. And the worst part was, I mean, I didn't mind going in and doing dishes in the back
mm-hmm.
and doing stuff in the back, but I didn't want to wait on customers.
Mm-hmm.
The first time some guy said, "Hey, Blondie, give me a cup of coffee," that did it.
I think it's good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. What about all the things that you didn't want to do that we thought were good for you?
Yeah, I know. But I did work as a waitress for a while.
Oh, I know.
I see the same thing. I was quiet and shy. I didn't want to do a lot of things. But I think a lot of things did help me later on.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they did.
So you went to Woodbury College and you got your secretarial?
Yeah, bachelor's degree of secretarial science.
Okay.
And I actually have a bachelor's degree.
You actually have a bachelor's degree
mm-hmm.
and from Woodbury College.
Mm-hmm.
And what year would that have been?
1950. Mm-hmm. I graduated in 48.
So only 2 years?
Yeah, but it was a four quarter all year long. They only had like a couple weeks off in the summer.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And at the time I went, the credits were only good at the University of Mexico City.
Okay.
But it has since become, mm-hmm. you know, accredited.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether it's still a 2-year college or whether it's a 4-year college, but mm-hmm. it is an accredited college.
Okay. So did you get a different job then after you graduated?
That's the job I had.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then after a while, you decided you wanted to go back to school.
Yeah, I decided I wanted to go back to school and probably be a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I was all...
I thought you were wanting to go into nursing at some point.
Well, that's what I thought I wanted to do when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided, I didn't think I wanted to study that hard. That's why I went to business college. And
that's kind of what I did with chemical engineering.
Yeah, I know. And then, so I applied to college at University of Santa Barbara. And then I met your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And all I had to do was get a place to live and get a vaccination. Mm-hmm. And I would have started school. And I thought, well, if he asks me to marry him, fine. If not, I can always go in the fall. But he asked me to marry him. Mm-hmm. So.
So then after you got married, did you continue to work for a while, though?
No,
you pretty much quit when you got married.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you had.
Then I started having babies.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had an apartment.
Yeah, we had an apartment in Alhambra for several months, and then.
Was that the one by the railroad tracks?
Yeah. Yeah. When every time the telephone rang, a train would come by and toot its whistle.
So I was trying to ask Dad some of these questions. So what was Dad doing when he got married? What kind of job did he have?
He got a job at Delco Battery.
That's what I thought. I thought it was Delco Battery. I was trying to ask him about that, but he
didn't remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got a job at Delco Battery, and he was working swing shift and going to school during the day. And I was staying home having babies.
Mm-hmm. So how long did he work there?
He worked there until, let's see. Until just not too long. Well, after Eric was born. And then that's when I went to work. I went back to work at Monsanto Chemical Company because Dad had to get his lab courses in, and he could only get them in the afternoon, and so he couldn't work swing, couldn't work days, and he couldn't work swing, and he ended up getting a part time job at a greeting card company, I think it was, and I went to work at Monsanto Chemical Company for about 7 months, something like that, and then I found Dad finished his classes there, and I found out I was pregnant again, and that was about the time that Dad decides, you know, we're almost going to have 3 children, and I've got to get a real job. And so he was interested in pharmaceuticals, and he got the job with A.H. Robbins.
Oh, okay.
And the territory he got was in the San Fernando Valley. So we moved from Anaheim the day Jay was born.
Oh, okay.
And in fact, Mom and Pop moved us, and I think JB helped. They wouldn't let Dean go with them because they figured he should be with me since I was in labor.
Yeah.
And so they moved everything up to our house. And
was that when we moved to Thousand Oaks?
No, that's when we moved to Granada Hills.
We were in Granada Hills, that's right. I remember living
we
had, in Granada.
We
Granada
rented
Hills.
This little...
Little pink house.
Yeah, little... No.
Was
not
that
one.
Not
oh,
that one.
Oh, it's a little two-bedroom house.
Oh.
It didn't take long for it to get too small. But we, for our first month's rent, your grandfather painted the whole inside of the house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they gave us the first month. In fact, I was just thinking about that when Portland now has started doing composting. And they have these little buckets that you keep in your house.
Yeah.
And then for your garbage and stuff.
Your food
and
trash,
then, yeah. And then you can put them in, you know, with yard clippings and stuff like that. And it made me think of when we lived in Granada Hills in that little house. we had this garbage can, and they picked it up, and it was horrible. I mean, the maggots, you know, you'd lift it up and you'd see all the maggots and everything, and everything, and that was when this Mayor Yorty was mayor of Los Angeles, and I can still remember him coming on the radio, I think, on the radio saying, "Ladies, you no longer have to separate your garbage. You can put it all in the same place." And we were all very happy.
Well, I, you know, I compost, but I don't do any meat stuff. I mean, I get fruit flies in my worm bin.
Yeah.
It's outside, but that's not so bad as I get regular flies.
Oh, you know. But, so anyway, and then when that house, we lived there for, you know, a few months, and then we rented another house in another part of Granada Hills, I think it was, or farther down. And after we lived there, that we lived there when let's see, when I had surgery. Yeah, them and. Not too long before you were born, then we bought the house in Granada Hills, the pink house.
That was the little pink house.
Yeah, that was the pink house.
Yeah, I don't have much memories of that other than I remember Jay had gotten a Mallow bar out of the cupboard, and I thought because he got one that I could get one, and I got in trouble, and then we never had Mallow bars anymore.
Oh, really? I don't remember that.
There are Mallow bars.
And then I also, you know, the cookies with the marshmallow in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah,
And I vaguely remember one time we had to all clean our rooms, and Dad would go around with the clipboard, and I had stuffed everything in my closet, but I guess that didn't fly. I had to clean out my closet.
Well, that house was the only, I mean, you were a little bit, that house was the only time I ever swore at my children. Because I had sent the three boys into, I mean, the three boys were in one room and you were in another one, Dad and I. It was a three-bedroom house. And I had sent them in to clean up their room. I mean, there was toys everywhere. And they went in and they just played.
I know how that is.
Yeah. And I got very upset, you know, and I say, "GD, kid," you know, blah, blah, and everything. I was so ashamed of myself afterward for doing
it.
It was very effective.
One time I slapped him, and he was having a tantrum, and I was getting the pizza. He had already eaten at Grandma B's, and I stopped to get a pizza from Russ's, where his friend used to have a place, and he wanted one too, and he was having a tantrum, and I slapped him, and I felt so bad afterwards, but it worked.
But it worked. Yeah.
He shut up. But so we were at that little pink house, and then that was where the school was across the street.
Yeah,
that
Haskell Avenue School.
That the boys went to.
And the boys went to that one, and then. We moved out to Thousand Oaks when, not just before you started school.
I was actually looking at the Google website for that. You know, that house is still there.
Oh, I'm sure.
That house is still there in the park up the street.
Yeah.
And that big hill or whatever.
Is the big tree out in front of it still?
I don't think so. Well, I'd have to look at it again. I don't think the tree is there.
That tree holds special.
I know.
What's the matter?
Are we doing okay?
I was just seeing if it was still going.
Okay.
That tree was special because we were putting in the lawn, and Dad got bursitis in his shoulder, and he couldn't help do anything, and we had this tree, and I wanted to plant the tree, but there was hard pan. You know, you go down about 6 inches, and you hit hard pan. And you had to use the pickaxe to break it up. And I couldn't do it. That's when Dave Coffrin came over and used the pickaxe for me to dig the hole to plant that tree. But
and Grandma and Grandpa moved up into the mountains in Crestline.
Yeah, well that was shortly after Dad and I were married.
Yeah. And We always had Easter up there, though.
Yeah.
So we, I always felt like, you know, it was supposed to be snowing at Easter. You know, right?
Well, I remember the first time that we had Easter at home.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad and I went out and put the eggs out the night before, and the birds got every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Mom, I said, didn't you used to put the eggs out the night before? And she, oh, no, she says, we always got up earlier than you did and hid the eggs.
That's funny. But Grandpa built that house and the shop there, right, up in Crestline?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He built that, those from scratch.
I think the shop was there.
Oh, the shop was there.
Yeah, but he built the house.
He built the house.
Yeah.
Built it around the oak tree.
Yeah, well, they lived in the shop for a while. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, set that up as a house, and then built the house later.
And then later on, they moved back into the shop, because I remember when they were living in the shop.
Yeah.
After they mm-hmm. sold the house.
Yeah.
So then we moved to Thousand Oaks, and mm-hmm. we were living there, and Dad was working for Robbins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that time when, what was that? I had walked to Uncle Jay's or something.
Oh, yeah. After school?
After school. I didn't know I was supposed to go home.
Yeah, you didn't know you were supposed to go to our neighbors.
The neighbors. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't really remember that. I just remember the story that you tell.
Yeah.
But then Dad got that job in North Carolina.
Right.
As marketing manager, right?
Right. Yeah. And he hated the food industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so after 8 months, we packed our four kids and a dog and a cat in a travel trailer and came to the Northwest. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what the address was there in North Carolina?
No, I don't.
Because I was thinking of trying to look that up, but I couldn't find it. But it was a big house. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, 3,500 square feet.
Oh, wow.
Three-level, split level.
Yeah. Yeah, because I remember one time when I'd had these little toys, these little stuffed, one little stuffed reindeer and a little stuffed red poodle dog. And we weren't allowed in the living room mm-hmm. to play. And you tried to keep that clean for guests.
Right.
And then we had the family room downstairs. And then I came home and there was like all this sawdust in the living room. And Grandpa was visiting at the time. And I thought it was that he'd done something that of all the sawdust all over the place. But it turned out our dog had gotten a hold of that little toy.
Oh, really?
And,
oh, I don't remember that.
And it had sawed, like little fine sawdust mm-hmm. inside of it. And that's what was all over the
place. Oh, my God. I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I know. I remember coming across the country in the travel trailer. And
that was fun.
But we didn't go to Washington, D.C. because there were riots there Martin Luther King died.
Yeah.
And I don't remember a whole lot. I remember stopping to see Uncle Warren
mm-hmm.
in Omaha.
And we stopped at Thomas Jefferson's place in Nashville.
Oh, yeah. I remember stopping at Monticello.
Monticello.
Mm-hmm. And
Monticello.
We also went to Kansas, didn't we? Saw Aunt Virgie.
Yeah.
I remember going to Aunt Virgie's.
Well, didn't we stop at Harry Truman's? Was that when we stopped at Harry Truman's?
I don't remember that.
No, it's the same. No, I guess not. No, we did. Yeah, we did stop there.
And then after we stopped to see Uncle Warren, we all became rock hounds.
Yeah, right.
Rock hounds.
And I remember that we were at some gift store or something, and Jay bought me a pink quartz. I think I still have that somewhere.
Do you?
A pink quartz, yeah.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, we do.
And then, of course, the pink, or the necklace that I made at Uncle Warren's.
Yeah.
Some green stone. I'm not sure what it is. Not that I really remember Uncle Warren. I vaguely remember Sharon helping me with it, polishing it up. But and then we got to Oregon,
mm-hmm.
right? And we lived in the travel trailer for a while in Oregon.
For a little while, yeah.
Forest Grove, right?
Forest Grove, yeah. And we were thinking about buying a house there, but the job that Dad got, his boss said, you ought to look in Washington, said the property values are less, and there's no income tax. And, well, we had to pay Oregon tax, but there's no income tax in Washington. And
but he was working in Oregon.
He was working in Oregon.
Did he still have to pay income tax?
Well, he had to pay state. Yeah, he had to pay state income tax.
He had to pay income tax because he was working in Oregon, even though he lived in Washington. So he got double tax then, because he had sales tax in Washington.
Yeah, right.
Huh. Well, that's interesting.
But the property was cheaper, and that's when we found a place in La Center. It said Fun 5 Acres.
And he worked for Greg's Food Company, but he didn't really like that job either.
Well, he's gone all the time. I mean, they were expanding so fast. He was having to travel one trip. He went to 11 different states or cities.
Really?
And interviewed brokers. And then, came back and talked it over with his boss and decided which brokers to hire. And then he had to go the whole thing back again and do sales meetings. And everything, and he was gone so much of the time that he said, my kids are growing up without me. And so he wanted to get back into the pharmaceuticals industry.
I know, he always liked that more than anything, the pharmaceutical sales.
Yeah. In fact,
wasn't there some point in there where he was able to actually finish his degree?
Yes. Yeah, when we lived in La Center, he always felt bad because when he was with A.H. Robbins, when he was interviewing people, I mean, they started requiring a degree. And he felt bad, that he had to require a degree and he didn't have one. And, but he got some counselor that said, look, said you fulfilled your residency requirements at Long Beach State. So why don't you write to them and ask them if you can get your degree by taking, the courses you need at Portland State. And that's what he did. And so he only had to take 2 or 3 more courses.
Yeah, see, I don't even remember him doing that.
So he finally got a degree from Long Beach State.
What can I say about La Center? Because I remember a lot of that. I can remember getting the cows and the pigs and the chickens and the
La Center. I thought La Center was great.
I actually, since I at Facebook has this site now for people from La Center, and somebody put a picture up of Mr. Pitzer.
Oh, really?
And there's a lot of comments on there, and his daughter's on there too, and so it's. I think it must be so neat for her to see all these comments people are saying, comments about their saying about her dad.
Oh, that is
and
nice.
Somebody must have married one of the Pitzers, too. He was a son-in-law or something. Because he was, or I don't know if he was the one that posted the picture or not, because I guess it was in Japan or something. I don't know.
Mr. Pitzer was in Japan?
Yeah, I don't know whether it sounded like the son-in-law had been teaching or was working in Japan or something.
Yeah. The last time I saw Mr. Pitzer, we went to a La Center ball game or something. It was at the state tournament in Tacoma. And we went and Mr. Pitzer was there.
Yeah, he was a good teacher, even though, that's what I wrote. He shouldn't have been teaching algebra.
No, he shouldn't have been teaching algebra.
He really cared about the kids.
Oh, right. Well, he certainly taught you how to write.
Yeah, he helped me teach me how to write. Is there anything else that you want to say for posterity that you can think?
Not that I
can think of. It's hard to come up with the right questions about. Well, how about
the only thing that I did, I'm very grateful for, is that I had 4 nice, healthy children that all 4 of them grew up to be responsible adults.
Okay, well, maybe we'll just end it right there.
Okay.